USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Democratic Senator Mark Kelly won his bid for re-election Friday in the crucial swing state of Arizona, defeating Republican venture capitalist Blake Masters to put his party one victory away from clinching control of the chamber for the next 2 years of Joe Biden's presidency. With Vice President Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote, Democrats can retain control of the Senate by winning either the Nevada race, which remains too early to call, or next month's runoff in Georgia. Republicans now must win both races to take the majority. Tuesday, we saw a huge victory for Ron DeSantis.
Incumbent GOP Governor Ron DeSantis won re-election in Florida and even flipped Miami-Dade County for the first time in 20 years in the governor's race. Appearing on Fox News, Florida Congressman Greg Stube shares why he thinks his state saw a record turnout for this election.
Florida is no longer a purple state. We are solidly a red state, doing better statewide than even Texas. And it's because of the policies that Republicans have had in place here in Florida, and people all across the country, especially during COVID, recognize that, and they're sick and tired of democratically run cities and states, so they move here to Florida, where they have freedom.
Governor DeSantis also won a majority of the state's Latino vote. Democrats have accused state Republicans of gerrymandering congressional districts and passing laws to suppress voters. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
While traveling with President Biden aboard Air Force One Friday night, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre responds to Thursday's decision from a federal judge to block the Biden administration's student debt forgiveness policy. The Trump-appointed U.S. District Judge ruled that the Biden administration goes beyond the authority of the Education Department and the executive branch, Jean-Pierre promising that the administration is not through trying to implement this policy.
I strongly disagree with this baseless decision, and the Department of Justice is appealing it.
This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovNint.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Hundreds of people displaced after Hurricane Nicole's landfall early Thursday south of Daytona Beach as a rare November Category 1 storm. Dozens of homes and hotels damaged or left teetering and uninhabitable. Larry Martinson is a property owner in Daytona Beach inspecting damage to buildings.
It doesn't take long for tides to work away at it, so it's going to be a while.
Heavy rain from the remnants of Nicole are impacting the Northeast and New England this weekend. A Midwest company is testing the limits of the child labor laws.
Officials are investigating a major sanitation company after finding children working dangerous shifts at food processing plants in Minnesota and Nebraska. The U.S. Department of Labor issued a temporary restraining order and injunction against Packer Sanitation Services, claiming the company hired at least 31 children as young as 13 years old. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection is refusing to leave his position after being told to resign or be fired by Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, according to a government source. Chris Magnus wrote in an email to senior Customs and Border Protection staff that he's determined to remain on the job. I want to make this clear. I have no plans to resign as CBP commissioner, a letter obtained by Fox News states. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.